comments, presenting yourself?
Sure. So, yeah, my name is Manmeet Singh. I'm 34 years old. I am today an associate partner with KPS Consulting. We work with digital transformations, and we enable our clients to growth potential.
Mm. What is the most challenging, inspiring in your job?
Convincing them. Okay. Convincing them that they can.
Okay.
The thing is, any change is very difficult. And accepting change can be difficult. Many people think that going through a digital transformation, the technology is the difficult part, but it actually isn't. It's the cultural change that comes with it. So we spend a lot of time on trying to figure out how we can approach the organizational change management with our clients in the best manner, so they best as possible can come through this change process.
The most important issue around leadership these days?
The lack of it.
Ah.
Can sometimes become a big issue. So for me, leadership is not only practical, it's also something visible. Sometimes the presence of people is also leadership. You being hands-on where the problems are also part of leadership. Secondly, I think being visionary, being able to, again, explain the golden star we're trying to approach mm-hmm. and the golden star mm-hmm. we're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. This has a lot to do with leadership, and then also enablement. I think
delegating, giving space.
Well, delegating, it's more of a push methodology when you delegate stuff, right? But leadership, for me, is an environment where you kind of make this pull culture, where people want to pull and people want to be enabled to say, I'll take this task and go do it.
So what does it call for you personally as a leader to enable?
As a leader, you have to invest a lot of time in your organization. You have to understand all the people that are in your organization and what their specific needs are to be enabled. And this requires you as a leader to be very quick to understand other people, quick to analyze where they need support, and then give them that support and give them the comfort zone of being able to be enabled. Hmm? Self-leadership.
Yes. So it's a balance between, as a leader, being very present and at the same time giving space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, being present does not mean you have to dictate.
No, exactly.
Being present just means that they understand that you are there for them
yeah.
and that they can approach you. Yeah. It's being visible and being, well, approachable
mm-hmm.
without having the fear of, I don't want my leader to see me in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay not to know what to do. Because this way, we can resolve the things together and most likely also quicker.
What do you think is your next move forward in your personal leadership development? What would you focus on?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm,
it's always difficult to look inside, right?
Yes.
For my own development, I think that I sometimes can have difficulties with distancing from my people, my team or my
organization. You become too close.
I become very close,
yeah,
yes.
That's a good point.
And I think it has a lot of to do with that even though I work within IT and digital transformations, I'm a true believer of that it's people's business, right?
Yes.
It's not technology alone.
Mm.
Implementing a digital transformation project, it's everything to do with people and culture, which requires that you come close to them. And then I think my difficulty lies in then distancing from them.
When are you in doubt? If ever, when are you in doubt?
when everything goes very good.
Then you're clever enough to be in doubt.
Then it's too quiet. Right. Yeah. When we run large projects or large digital transformations that include big organizations being part of it, it's bound to go haywire in one area or the other. Mm. And it's okay. It's part of the process. Because if we don't discover issues, we have difficulties resolving them. Mm. And then they just turn up once we're operational. And we don't want that, because when we're operational, we want to generate money, right? We want to generate operational excellence. And then we want to leave very little place for issues. We want to pick those up during any digital transformation or implementation. And when you don't have issues, then there's something wrong, because there's always an issue that needs to be resolved.
If you should figure out a good advice for a young person who would want to start developing as a leader or go into leadership, what would be your advice?
Go for the learning.
Yeah, okay.
Go for the learning. There's never a time when you're ready to be a leader. It's a skill set you learn on the go.
So you've been an actor?
Yes.
Consultant, employee, managing project, now partner. What drives you?
Learning. I think learning is key. I remember as a kid, I wanted to play cricket. It was the Indian national sport, and it was something I wanted to try. I have roots in India, from India, and I wanted to do that at the same time when I also wanted to dance. I wanted to go to dancing. And my father was, Manmeet, you have to concentrate on one area. You cannot have a foot in every boat. And I asked him, why? Right? Why can't you? Mm-hmm. And I remember clearly it was very frustrating for my parents, because they were like, yeah, you cannot be good to everything. You have to be good to, you know, you have to practice one thing so you become good to that. And I've often reflected the way that I work and the way that I make decisions. My ingoing position is always, why not? And if I have doubts on why not, then it's a yes.
Are you saying your parents did not convince you?
No. Well, I said no, so I actually did go to cricket and dancing.
And dancing, okay.
Yes, I was very persistent that I uh-huh. wanted to do both. And in the end, my parents said, you know what, if that's your choice, go to your hip-hop dance and then go play cricket on Mondays, and that's fine.
So you've been a consultant, now you are an associate partner. What have you learned? And how is the job different when now you rise to the top of those consultancy organizations?
One thing is for sure. Even though all clients have somewhat same processes in their organizations, regardless of the mm-hmm. of the industry they're working in, then each organization has a different culture. Mm-hmm. And you have to respect that. You really have to respect the culture you have in an organization, especially in an ingoing position. Then it might require, with an implementation of a digital transformation, for example, that you change this culture, because digital transformations are mostly cultural changes. But you have to understand the ingoing position. Mm. Who are you working mm. with?
That's a huge lift to change the culture yes. of a company. So are you saying that going in, you have to diagnose whether the culture is conducive for that transformation, and then present the case for the transformation to the leaders of that organization?
Whenever I start with a new client, my first ingoing position is, who is the leaders of this company? Because the organization always reflects the leadership style from the top. So if you in an organization have individual contributors who are not willing to talk to each other, then there must be something in the leadership that is forcing this, or in the organizational structure. Mm-hmm. So my analysis will always go to what is missing in this organization's leadership, mm-hmm. which is causing the lack of communication between individual contributors. This could be something with strategy, that we have not communicated the necessary needs of communication. It can be a situation in the leadership, a personal situation between two leaders, which might have or might not have caused that mm-hmm. two legs of the same organizations are not talking to each other. So these are the first issues that I will go ahead and try to analyze upon.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean that sometimes you may have seen situations of cultures where you thought, you know, unless there is a change either of leadership or a willingness to challenge certain part of that culture, it's not even worth, you know, going forward with the digital transformation?
It's about business readiness, right? How do we make the organization ready to adopt mm-hmm. the transformation change, mm-hmm. transformational change?
Right.
And sometimes it requires convincing the very top of the board to understand that the communication of this must come from you. You cannot hide away.
Right.
Some leaders are easier to convince, and some leaders are harder. Yeah. But it is the very first step to have a strategic anchoring of any digital transformation mm-hmm. before going forward.
So here's a case for you. I won't name names, but an organization that has the resources to lead the transformation mm-hmm. says it's committed to it, says it has the skills, and yet things are not moving.
Yes.
Have you seen that kind of situation before? Does it sound familiar? Because yes. A lot of those digital transformation, you know, are really challenging.
Yes. Yes, it's seen before. And you know, on top of that, I dare bet you this particular organization might even have changed 50 of their computers and then said, we are actually very well on our digital transformational journey, right? So again, right, I would say this particular organization has not understood that it's a cultural change. Digital transformation is not something physical, you just swap out. Mm-hmm. It is the mindset of how you execute your processes that is the change.
And what does that mean in practice? Does it mean that you help the client build their own capabilities?
Yes, indeed. We want our clients to be self-driving. In fact, we want to be with our clients as little as possible and help our clients on everything from a strategic level mm-hmm. to an operational level to build their capabilities mm. so they can drive their projects themselves.
Great.
And again, it's a mindset change.
Yeah.
It's a cultural change.
Yeah.
But it is also learning capabilities on how to do so.
Quite a lot, I think, listening to him and looking at him. I noticed some key traits in him. Curiosity, courage, he dares to challenge himself, the obvious, others. He also one thing I noticed, he will challenge if things are too peaceful. He will look for the opposite and figure out, could that be true? So he's kind of constantly looking for what should be the next step. Mm. It's a drive. Mm. So the curiosity, the ambition to influence, always that's the impression I get. Always looking for what should be the next clever step, the next move, and also being aware that it might be difficult, but he would do it anyway because it's necessary. That's an impression I get. I think he's quite self-aware. He's 34 years old. He's very ambitious. He wants to drive things, and he's self-aware about what motivates him and what motivates other people. And I also noticed that he seems aware of the dilemmas in being in business, developing business, and also being very strong in relationships. And the backside, should there be any kind of risk or backside in the profile, I think he has to be the one who nurture the learning opportunities. If it's not given to him, he have to create them, or else he will be demotivated and bored, and that is a danger as I see it. Hopefully the system he's in is aware that he needs this driving energy, that things should be not repetitive. There should be new aspects. Mm-hmm. So learning, relations, and being in this, sometimes a dilemma, sometimes a very strong energy, supporting people and supporting the business in a kind of merge process. And at the end of the day, he has to be the one who decides what is needed to be done to create a solid business. And sometimes he needs to take tough decisions. It will be hurtful, but he will do it.